Hi, everybody. This is the Steve Barish Healing Hour. I just wanted to say hello, God bless, and hope that everything is doing well with everybody that's listening. Tonight, what I'd like to do first is we had about six or seven phone calls last weekend. So what I would like to do is start out early with phone calls because sometimes I get very busy. And lately some people were calling at 6:30 or quarter to 7, and it makes it a little rough to finish when so many people want to talk. So if we can start a little earlier tonight with healing, that would be wonderful. If not, then we'll start a little later. But let me give you some phone numbers to use. 1-877-876-5227. 1-888-815-9756. That's in Canada and around the world. And 1-530-876-9146 is in California. So if you guys would like to call in a little earlier, we could do some really, really great work on healing. And I'm more than happy to help anybody that decides to call. What I'd like to talk about tonight is believe. The reason I wanted to talk about that is that we need to believe in what we see. We need to believe in what we feel. We need to believe in the compassion that we have. We need to believe in the truth that comes from our lips and our heart. It's so important to be able to believe in what you see. A friend and I were at Sacred Groves last weekend. Sacred Groves is a place where John Smith built his farm. And John Smith was the head of the Mormon Church. And I'm not Mormon, but I was down at his place called Sacred Groves. And that's not too far from Rochester. It's about an hour away from Rochester. And the reason I'm bringing that up is that there's so much energy in the Sacred Groves. It was just absolutely incredible. It was just gorgeous there. The beauty of nature is so overwhelming this time of the year. The nuclear explosion, the color of the trees, the leaves are absolutely gorgeous. And when I was at Sacred Groves, I remember when I was walking through the area, there's about 50 or 60 acres of land and in the Sacred Groves, and it's absolutely wonderful to walk through. I remember kicking the leaves and remembering when I was a kid how we would build a small little mound of leaves and jump in it and have a lot of fun. And it was so much fun just kicking the leaves around. It was just wonderful, wonderful, wonderful time. The reason I'm bringing this up is that a lot of us do not walk in nature. If you want to get closer to God, get closer to nature. They work both together very, very well. And there was so much happening in the Sacred Groves. We saw leaves like we've never seen before on trees that were actually moving sideways, and touching each other in a specific way that we knew that there was something very special about the trees and about the leaves that were blowing. It was just absolutely gorgeous in there. The pungent smell of the leaves on the ground and the smell of the forest itself is just absolutely incredible. And I can't explain to you the truth that you feel in nature. Now, the Sacred Groves are really interesting because there was not one bird chirping. There was no animals that we heard except for a couple chipmunks here and there. But there was no birds chirping. And I suspect the reason that there wasn't any chirping is because when I go into the Sacred Groves, or if I'm walking in any kind of forest or whatever the case may be, and there's a halo of trees above me, halo meaning that it looks like a fan of trees. And I could actually see the tree spirits above, as I was walking, they were moving along. If I would stop, they would stop and look down. They're quite big. They're about 25 or 30 feet long. And they move through the trees very rapidly. And there is areas where they'll stop and you won't see them for about 2 minutes, and then they'll continue on in another section of the forest. So there's a lot to see. As a matter of fact, my friend, she was walking next to me, and she felt a hand come out and touch her on her arm, and she jumped, and I said, well, that's just the tree spirits, that's the forest spirits, just enjoy it. And so different things happen when you can walk in nature and really, really enjoy it. It's so much fun to be with. The Sacred Groves itself is very interesting in the fact that so much has happened every time that I've been there. The first time I was there, I was with my master, Bob Osborne, and the energy was so strong that he told me, he said, Steve, this is quite a special place. I could see how a man could sit down and write a Bible. The energy was extremely strong, and when we entered the Sacred Groves, there were three spiritual cathedrals that I could see. There were pure white light as I was walking into the groves, and it was just so beautiful to see that kind of energy. The aura of it was fantastic. They were about, I would say, maybe about 200 feet high each. As I walked in further into the Sacred Groves, with the cathedrals, I could actually feel the energy becoming stronger and stronger. And it's really, really a beautiful area to go to. It's something that you would love to see and love to feel. If you're energized at all, or if you want to feel the energy of heavenly energy, at a gross point of affection, it's in those kind of areas that we know of as being sacred. And so that to me was quite an area. Rochester, New York itself is quite a hot spot for energy, so it's a lot of fun to go out and to feel the energies in different places. We even have a cemetery that's loaded with energy in Rochester, and people come from all over the world to visit it. And I remember the Tibetans came about 4 or 5 years ago, and the mouth of the Genesee is quite special, and they had made mandalas and actually poured the mandalas in the mouth of the Genesee, which is right in Rochester. And they were giving special prayers. It's one of the hot spots of the world. And to live here is special because there's so much energy here and so much love and compassion. So to be able to feel it, but the idea of it is if you become more disciplined in mind, you'll be able to see it. The idea of it is to be able to see what you can, or feel what you can. It's not necessary to see, but it's necessary to feel. There's so much energy and love and compassion in nature. It's just wonderful to be around. And it's just, even if you don't have the Sacred Groves around you, please go for a walk in the forest that you have, or wherever it is that you can get in touch with nature, streams, forests, whatever the case may be. I think you'll see and you'll feel so much more open. The trees, as I've talked about before, the spirit of the tree is usually about 6 feet high, and it looks just like us. And it's just absolutely amazing to be able to see the spirit of the tree looking back at me, and to be able to hug that, and you can actually feel the light and love from the tree. I know I talk to a lot of my friends who are spiritually aware, and even if you're not spiritually aware, please hug a tree. I think you'll feel the energy going through your body. They need love just as much as we do, and they're willing to share it. So it's a lot of fun to be around nature, and it's a lot of fun to be in nature. And I think we need to learn to be gentle with ourselves Being in nature, I think, will teach you how to be gentle. In other words, when you're in the woods and when you're in your forests, take a look at the trees, and they might not be moving, but the leaves will be moving back and forth, and you'll hear the shh of the leaves. And I think it's so wonderful to get in touch with all that energy. It's just a wonderful way of being, and we really need to be in touch with that, because that's part of who we are. I've actually sat down in the woods, in clearings. You could sit with the trees behind you and sit down and actually watch the earth breathe. The earth does breathe just like we do. And you can actually see it rising and lowering and rising and lowering. It's very interesting to look at. So there's a lot that we can do with nature, and there's a lot that we can do with ourselves with nature. Also, in the fact that it's just amazing to be around. I think you would really, really enjoy it if you got out there. The idea of no birds fascinated to me is just amazing. Every time I've gone there, I've never heard a bird. As often as I've gone there, I think 3 or 4 times, and I've never heard a bird in Sacred Groves. I've seen chipmunks, but I've never heard a peep. I've never heard a chirp chirp. I've never heard anything of a bird in these areas. Now, last year, Dr. Valerie was here. She stayed at my house for 3 or 4 days. And one of the areas that we went to was Sacred Groves. And what was amazing is that she had a friend with her. And what happened is that she sat down, and these two young gentlemen, they were dressed in black. They had both had blonde hair. They both looked alike. And she was talking to them, and we were standing in a mist while Valerie was sitting down. And she stopped talking to them, and they started walking towards us. Now, what happened is that they got to the top of the knoll and actually disappeared right in front of us, two gentlemen, and they were angels, and they disappeared actually right in front of us. They were gone. So you never know what you might see. You never know what you might feel. And it's quite interesting. I know we had a wonderful time with Valerie here last year. She was an amazing lady and a lot of fun to talk to. But it's really, really interesting. What we need to do tonight is discuss about more compassion and how we can raise that within ourselves, how we can become more of who we are through love and compassion. I know that we've talked about the energies that I bring down from heaven, and what they are is it's about 4 feet cylindrical, it's pure white light, and we had probably, I think if I remember correctly, about 14 million people listening to us last weekend, and that's, you know, we just had a wonderful time. How many people listened and wanted to listen received that light right in front of them? And what happened is that each individual person got a taste of that light in their homes or wherever they were. People were calling me up and had mentioned afterwards that they could feel the energy of the light, the warmth of it, and the love of it, you know, entering their bodies and cleansing them. I've had some people on last week and a couple weeks ago and so forth that have been healed with this energy. And it seems to work quite interesting. I don't know why God has given me this. I know that it does work. I know that when Fred and I, he invited me out to California last year to go to Laguna Beach. And when I was there, we had about 30 or 40 people there. And they were standing in the light. I brought down 3 pillars of light. and some of them were actually levitating right off the ground. So it's amazing what you can do, and it's amazing what you can feel if you allow yourself to believe. I can't tell you the word believe enough. It's something that we need to get in touch with. We need to get in touch with our own belief system. And when you get in touch with that belief system, you can open up to nirvana. What we need to do is learn meditation. We need to learn how to love ourselves even more by letting go more. It's so important to be able to get in touch with that kind of energy, because that energy is pure and is pure love. It's so, so important. So anybody that needs some healing tonight, please don't hesitate to call. I'm more than happy to help you. The earlier we get in touch with all this, the more that we can do on the radio, and we can have a lot of fun with it. So to go on with it, when we're talking about compassion and when we're talking about love, we're talking about the highest point that there is. There's nothing higher than love. Love is everything in the universe. A lot of people look at the universe and they say, well, there's a lot of darkness out there. If you want to look at it as darkness, you can look at it as darkness. But when you say that there is a lot of wisdom in the darkness, then you're on your way to opening up to more universal love. The darkness that you're feeling, there is as much love in darkness as there is in the light. The reason that I'm saying this is because Halloween is coming up, and people take darkness as something gruesome and, you know, scary and all this other kind of stuff that we've put in our minds over the years. And what we need to do is realize that there is light and darkness. We also have light and darkness within inside of ourselves. We need to go and check out that darkness and let it go. But that's a different kind of darkness than the darkness in the universe. The universe has tremendous, tremendous love to share with us. And we need to get away from saying, you know, this is dark, it's bad, it's whatever. Yes, there is darkness in certain places of the planet, and we do have some dark things that happen. But the universe is total love. There's nothing wrong with it. We need to be able to get in touch with that kind of love, because if you ever look at yin and yang, there is white and dark. The masters knew thousands and thousands of years ago that there's tremendous love in the universe. To be able to travel through the universe, to be able to go into meditative state, and to be able to stay there for long periods of time, you'll learn tremendous amounts of knowledge. I really haven't talked about this too often, but I've gone through my heart and stayed out in the universe for 8 years. It's possible to do. We need to allow ourselves to be free of boundaries. We need to become boundless. The idea of it is that when you let go, you let God come in. You allow the universe to filter through. It's very, very important that in our spiritual growth that we understand that love is a bound and we need to use it well. No matter what color, we need to use it well. Black is just as gorgeous as white. White is as gorgeous as black. It makes a difference to you. In the Kabbalah, it talks about pure white light. And it also talks about the darkness, about going through the darkness to get to the light. We need to allow ourselves the precious time to believe in who we are and what we can do to allow ourselves to grow gracefully with God and grow gracefully with the universe. We need to slow down. In these times that are so fast, and so drastic in terms of everybody's got to make a buck, everybody has to do this and run real quick, we need to slow down and see what we are doing. We're going so fast that we're missing a lot of love and a lot of compassion around us. We need to slow down and take a look around us. If you ever take a look at nature and you see a baby tree, a baby tree goes back and forth in the wind. And we need to think of ourselves more as a sapling than a big oak. If a big strong wind comes by at 150 miles an hour, that oak can break, but a sapling will not break. So if we treat ourselves as a sapling and we treat ourselves to be gentle, we can do anything. The idea is not to rock the world. The idea is to be gentle in a breeze and allow everything to flow around us to be able to feel it. We've gotten away from that. We've gotten away from the wonderfulness of the feeling, the vibration of the world, the vibration of plants, the vibration of everything. And it's our own belief system. So we need to slow down. We need to take a look at our lives and say, what's important? Our children are very important. Our husband is very important. Our wives are very important. Our aunts and uncles. Everybody is very important to us, and we need to slow down to take a look and just put in your mind your favorite uncle or your favorite aunt or what your wife did for you yesterday or what your husband did for you, and allow that. Just allow that to really, you know, bliss you out. Allow yourself to be blissed with love and try to do the best you can with your mate. And sometimes I know it's a little hard, and sometimes I know it's a little difficult. But if we slow down and take a look at our belief system, that's very important, because the belief system will allow us to be able to gather our thoughts, be able to slow down, and be able to take a look around us. It's very interesting, because when I'm driving on 490, which is the interstate here in Rochester, 490 and 590, people are passing on the left and right of me, and I'm just going a little slower, and I'm just enjoying myself and just relaxing and just watching these people speeding by me and just rushing and going, you know, going nowheres, actually. And I'll try to tell you the best way I can. Things work in reverse in the cosmos. Things work in reverse in energy. What I'm talking about is the slower you go, the faster you go. The faster you go down here, the slower you go in energy. You need to be able to slow down. You need to be able to feel the energy around you. When you feel the energy around you, that allows you to be who you are. And it's so important. So just slow down. Relax. Enjoy yourself. Keep your mind about you. Keep what's important in your mind. Keep the love that you have in your mind. Keep everything that you have within yourself and share it. In other words, allow it to expand and expound around you. What I'm saying to you is a little different. You allow yourself to be inward and outward at the same time. By slowing down, you can actually feel the inwardness of you expanding and expounding around you. Last week, I had some clients, some beautiful people on the radio here. And what was happening is that when I got finished and we were discussing energy and they were being healed, I would say, put your hand out straight in front of you, and like I was going to shake your hand. And I believe there was one woman from Washington, and there was one woman from, where was she calling from? There was one woman from Washington, one woman from California, and I believe there was a gentleman, I forget where he called from, but he was a different part of the world. Anyhow, what I did was I put my hand out, and they could actually feel the energy. Now, if your hand's in front of you, what I'm doing is putting pressure on your hand. So no matter where you're at in the world, you should be able to feel that pressure on your hand. And what that does is that your aura, I'm actually touching your aura. The aura is infinite. The aura does not start an inch from your body. It goes right to heaven. It's connected to God. We are all connected to God. We have our own souls, but we're also connected together in a certain way. I don't know exactly how, other than it's boundless and soulless all at the same time in terms of being in touch with that kind of energy. So the soul itself is a gift from God. The soul is a tremendous gift that gives us the idea and the foundation for living. And it's a part of God, and it's a part of us, and we need to allow ourselves to be able to get in touch with that. And it's really beautiful to look at. It looks like a flower. It's really, really beautiful. And under the flower, you'll see pure water. Well, it's a liquid anyhow. It might not be water, but it's a liquid. And I've gone swimming in there, and I've gone underneath there for about 6-7 months and just hung around down there, and it's really beautiful, and you can feel different energies, and you can connect to the universe in a very specific way. And you're making that connection, and it's very holy. It's a holy way of being. It's a holy way of connecting to your belief system. It's very important that we do wonderful, wonderful things with this. And the way to do that is get in touch with nature, get in touch with your children, get in touch with yourself. Allow yourself the time to be able to feel, to be able to believe who you are, to be able to touch the universe, to be able to touch the divine. Sometimes on the program, I have people that go right into nirvana, into the white light, and they can actually feel the nirvana going through them. And it really makes everything feel really great. So if you want to do that sometime, please give me a call, and I'll take you into the light, and you'll be able to feel all that kind of energy. If there is anybody out there tonight that needs a healing, please don't hesitate to give me a call, and I'm more than happy to help you out as much as I possibly can. But to getting back to what we're discussing, we need to, and I can't say this enough, what we need to do is allow ourselves to feel the wonderfulness around us. There's so much to see and so much to feel. If you want to have a bird chirping and you want to hear it, get yourself 2 small stones. And what you can do is that you can take those stones, sit down in the woods, or sit down in a forest, or sit down anywhere you want, and you can hear a bird chirping. And when you hear the bird chirping, make the same amount of chirps with the 2 stones. So in other words, if you hear 3 chirps, you make 3 distinct sounds with the stones. And believe it or not, they will answer you. They will make 3 tones back to you. And then all of a sudden you hear another bird. Maybe he's giving you 5 tones, so you tap 5 times. If you hear the birds sing 3 times, you tap back to that. And what I did was, I must have had 20 or 30 birds no more than 6 feet away from me, and they were chirping and they were having a great time. And so was I, being able to keep in contact and keep a wonderful thing with the idea of making a connection with these live people. And it's really wonderful to do. So if you take a moment just to be able to get in touch with that kind of atmosphere and to be able to get in touch with that kind of energy, it's really gratifying. It's really wonderful. Even if you're walking out into the woods, sit down somewhere and just feel nature around you. Feel the love that there is. Feel everything in nature. Nature loves. Nature does not hurt. Nature is filled with love. I'm not talking about going into Yellowstone grizzly country. I'm talking about just going to a nice place to sit and relax and just enjoy nature around you. Pick up a stone. Feel the energy. Talk to it. The stone will talk back to you. You need to believe when I tell you that these things actually are real. Everything that's connected to each of us is real. The belief system that we have needs to be allowed to open up, to be able to feel everything around you, to feel the nature, to be able to feel the water, to be able to feel the sky. It's just It's a wonderful way of being. So your belief system is very important. It's up to you to believe in what you want to believe in. My idea is that there's nothing that we can't feel. I feel love around me. I want love around me, and it's very, very important. When I'm doing massage work, that love is transferred from me over to the other person. And what happens, people become very, very calm. They become very open. They become very loving in terms of getting in touch with themselves, getting in touch with the feeling that they're in primal, almost like a primal state of consciousness where they can actually feel the energies flowing through them from their feet all the way up to the top of their heads. And it's so important to allow that to flow through you. It's important that you can feel your heart. And one of the things I do is that I open up all the chakras immediately, and there's ways of opening up the chakras within 3 seconds. So there's a lot of different things that you can do if you're willing to learn and just listen. We have governors around our bodies, and the governors can open up chakras within 3 or 4 seconds. So we need to know where they're placed. We need to know how to get in touch with that. And the way to get in touch with that is more love. To be able to know ourselves, to be able to know yourself, is to be able to know God more. To be able to know nature is to know God more. So it's very important to allow yourself the time to be able to heal yourself through your own divine love that's in touch with you all the time. It's very important to understand that we have a tremendous amount of love in us that can allow us to actually get in touch with nirvana and walk around in nirvana for an hour or two. Whatever the case may be, just feel it. Feel the love that's around you. Feel everything that happens with you and for you. It's just a wonderful way of being. I know I was on the Dr. Fred Bell show last night, and we had a gentleman call in, and I took him into the light, and we healed him, and we had a lot of fun. I mean, there's so much to do. There was a gentleman from Ecuador that called last night, and he said he was going to give me a call tonight, but maybe he won't, maybe he will. That'd be nice for him to do, but it's not necessary. One of the things he said to me, he says, "Guess what I have in my hand?" I said to him, "I have no idea." It's not important what he has in his hand. It's important what he has in his heart. And that's really important to me. So you can't see everything and all, but what I can see, I can do, and that's what my job is. Everybody is different. Everybody has different energies, but the energies are all the same. They're from heaven. And to get in touch with the divine is to get in touch with everything. So the more we open up, the more we allow ourselves to feel the presence of everything around us, the presence of the Lord will be with you even stronger. You need to believe me when I tell you that. It's really, really real. I know it's a little strange for me to say some of the things I say, but it's real. And it's so important for you to believe that you can really get in touch with the divine within yourself and everything around you. All you need to do is to believe in who you are. One of the sayings that I got is just to believe in yourself. Believe in who you are, for who you are is what I am. And we need to allow ourselves to believe that we can get in touch with the divine within us. And we can. We can open that up. There is nothing that we can't do if we allow ourselves to open up and feel the love and expound on that love within ourselves. Because what that will do, there's nothing more important in the universe and on the earth and the other planets and other galaxies as love. It's so, so important. I know that I wear a nuclear receptor from Fred, and I wear a projector. And we've been able to do some amazing things with the projector. Some of it I can talk about, some of it I can't talk about because it's so advanced. So we just are waiting our time to be able to discuss it with the with everybody on the radio about the advanced work that we are doing with the projectors. And I can tell you that you can open up things. I can tell you that things can happen instantaneously with the projectors, and we need to learn that the love is abound. We need to use it very well with the projectors and the nuclear receptors. The nuclear receptor itself is quite a tool, but what we need to do with that is just wear it for about 3 or 4 months and allow our bodies to clear. And then you can buy the projector and project the energy that you want from the universe to you and to universe and to you to the universe. It works back and forth. And these instruments that we're talking about, the projector, you become the projector and the projector becomes you. Often Fred and I have talked, and he'll call me right back or I'll call him right back just because we had mentioned each other's name that I would like to talk to him, and he'll call me or I'll call him. And I know that sometimes this happens with a lot of people in terms of, you know, you want to get in contact with a person and all of a sudden they'll be on the other end of the phone. Think about doing that all the time where you can actually contact somebody, or think about them and have them call you 10 seconds or a millisecond later. It does work. These projectors are not toys. They're very, very good for clearing. They're very good for clearing the mind, and it's extremely good because you can have an awful lot of fun with it. The other things that I'd like to discuss tonight, actually, if we have the time, I think we have the time, it's 6:36. We need to discuss also about compassion. And what it does and what it means, compassion means to actually open up and allow your energy to be godlike. The compassion that we have is what makes us alive. The compassion that we have will allow us to sustain through a lot of things that often we might not be able to handle. But compassion will help us out tremendously in our growth. And in the time we're on this planet, it's so important to be in love with everything and everybody around you. It's very important to use that love as well as we possibly can. And the reason that we have this kind of love in us is that we have the ability to get in touch with the Almighty. And the Almighty is so wonderful. He will give you everything you need if you just get in touch with him and allow it to spring around us and allow it to fulfill our lives. And so the idea of compassion, you can heal everything with compassion. There's nothing that we can't heal with compassion. I remember listening to Art Bell one night, and he was talking about a young little kid. I think he was about 10 years old. It was riddled with cancer in Texas, and through compassion, he had actually healed himself instantaneously. So if a little kid can do it at 10 years old, a child, then why can't we do it? We need to allow ourselves to let go. The more we let go, the more we receive. The more we hold on to, the less we receive. The idea is to let go and allow the energies to flow through us, to open us up more to who we really are, because who we are is godlike. And it's very important to understand that we can actually look through heaven's eyes, and the way to heal is through heaven's eyes. Heaven's eyes is filled, or are filled, with compassion and love and tenderness. We have to remember that God is our Father. He is actually the one who has given us life. And as far as I can see, and I've talked to him several times in terms of getting messages and leading me in my life, I've never had a bad message. I think it's just wonderful to be able to get in touch with that kind of energy and to be able to use it to the highest and best good of yourself and for people around you. I know that we had, let me see, I had a client, I think last week, if I remember correctly, she was on the radio, and we were talking about, she had, I believe, if I remember correctly, she had a bad infection, if I remember correctly, and we had healed the infection. And what happened was, is that with the energies that comes from her, she actually, when she was healed, that energy of healing goes into the aura. So anybody with that same kind of problem, if she was to walk into their lives without even knowing it, that healing light in her aura could heal the other person instantaneously. It can be done. It is done. It's done all the time. I remember reading a story one time, true story, of a woman who was, I guess she was walking across New York City somewhere along the way, and she got hit by a car, and she was bleeding profusely on top of her head. And people were around her, and what happened was there was another woman who had walked in the center of the street. She had put her hand right on top of this woman's head, and 2 seconds later she was healed. The bleeding stopped, and she got up, and she felt a lot better. The woman had just touched her head, kept on walking, and that was it. Could it have been an angel? Yes. Could it have been somebody with tremendous healing power? Yes. So we don't know. These things actually happen. They can heal you instantaneously. So when you're open to that kind of energy, when you're open to that kind of love, things happen instantaneously. So that was a true story, and that actually did happen. So it's amazing what can be done, and we need to believe ourselves that we can do anything that we want if we just open up to the energy around us. So understand that there is that kind of energy, and if you're looking for that kind of energy, allow yourself to let go. Allow the light to come through you. The light comes through you at the levels which you can stand. It's not going to take you past your own levels of comfort. Allow yourself to be open. Allow yourself to feel the love around you. Allow yourself to feel, period. Just allow yourself. Believe in who you are. We are a part of God. We can do anything that we want to do with our minds open. Our minds have got to be free of all kinds of debris. And the debris are things that might have happened 20 or 30 years ago that is just lying around. When I work on a person on my table, I'm watching the DNA, I'm watching the RNA, I'm watching the atomic structure, the molecular structure, the blood. I'm watching the angels coming in. I'm watching my master crystal under the table just sending energy, shards of energy all through the body. This is all at one time. And I'm not saying this to brag or tell you what I can do. What I'm just trying to tell you without ego is that you can do anything that you want to do. You can allow yourself to be as humble as you want. You can allow yourself, the more humble, the more that you can do, the more you can see. So we need to let the ego go. And that's what I'm talking about, is let go. Just let go and allow the energies that are around you. And when your frequencies start changing at a high rate, because frequencies do change at a very high rate, nothing can hurt you. You just are who you are. You become so powerful that you can allow yourself to be free of all kinds of negativity. It's so important to be able to get in touch with your own belief system and allow it to work for you. It's not difficult to do. We've done this 1,000 times on the radio, and that's I breathe in the breath of God and allow that energy to flow through you. Don't control that energy. Allow it to flow through you. Allow it to heal you. Allow it to open you up. So what you want to do is I breathe in the breath of God and allow it just to go in. And that breath will go where your body needs it. There's no difficulty. You don't even have to worry about it. The energy from heaven, there's nobody that knows us better than God. And when you're breathing that kind of God-like energy into your body, you don't have to work hard at it because the energy's going to go where it needs to be. It'll cleanse you. It'll nourish you. It'll give you so much promise of who you are. It'll bring in compassion. It'll bring in more love. It's so important to work on these levels. I can't tell you how important that is. But allow yourself the freedom to express your own expression. It's very, very important. And feel. Feel what you feel. Feel what you're saying to yourself. Feel what's happening for you. And write it down. Don't be afraid to write it down. If you feel something is immeasurable in terms of intensity, put it down. You know, maybe it has something to do with your family. Maybe it has something to do with a favorite tree. Or maybe it has something to do with what happened to you as a child. The more you breathe in this light, the more you will understand who you are. The more that you can breathe in this light, the better the meditation you'll have. So you need to allow yourself to let yourself go. And you will have a promise. God gave us a promise that he will make us okay. He will open us up the doors of opportunity in terms of opening ourselves to more loving light. It's really important to focus on that. It's really funny. I haven't had any phone calls tonight, and that's okay too, because evidently I need to talk about this energy, and it's very important to realize that love is abound. It's all around us. Compassion is all around us. There's a lot of people around us that wish that they could be healed, and they can be healed if they could just open up enough to allow this energy to flow through them. The energy is flowing through us all the time. God's love is flowing through us all the time. The thing that makes a difference is that you feel it and you can see it. And when you slow down enough, things will start changing. You'll be able to feel more. You'll be able to give yourself your own credit. You'll be able to feel who you are and what you're all about. It's very, very important to allow yourself to have the ability to speak who you are and to be truthful within you who you are. It's very important to honor your truth, to be your truth, and to live your truth. Extremely, extremely important. There's a couple sayings I want to give you. I'm coming out with a shirt, by the way, and that shirt is going to have a tremendous amount of energy. I have a friend of mine, Jane, who made the shirt, and it's holographic. It's absolutely gorgeous, and I'm going to have it on the internet in a couple weeks. And what we've done is designed it to allow it to be extremely, extremely powerful. And I think it'll make a difference in your life. But we'll discuss that further as it comes along. But that's what we're doing now, and it's designed, it's in the making now. Hello?
Hi, Steve.
Hi.
I just tuned in, and I heard you didn't have a call tonight, so I thought I'd give you a call.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
You know what? I actually talked to you last night on Fred Bell's show.
Yes, I remember that.
And I had a question for you.
Yes.
Talked about getting a nuclear receptor.
Yes.
And I was wondering if there are any stones besides rubies. My religious background doesn't, they just don't like the color red.
Oh, that's fine. That's fine. There's a couple things that you can do. I remember the phone call. I remember it very, very well. If you can't take the the red, then what I would highly suggest doing is going with a blue sapphire. A blue sapphire is extremely good for the heart. It'll open up everything in your body. And I'll tell you what happened with me with my blue sapphire. I wore it for 8 years. And 2 weeks after I had gotten it, I called Fred at home. And I said, Fred, I see a lot of black pouring out of my back. And he said, yeah, that's all the x-rays you've ever had. So that was the first thing that was pouring out of my back. The second thing, my brain was clearing from toxins. So it keeps on going on and on and on. I remember my blood changing. I remember my DNA changing. I remember my the blood actually clearing, being more clairvoyant in terms of energies. Everything was happening. It took a little while, but it's a different kind of stone, and it really does work well.
Wonderful. When wearing these nuclear receptors,
yes,
is it possible to have a healing crisis, as in a Herxheimer reaction?
No, no. The healing crisis, the nuclear receptor is not going to do that for you.
Okay.
The nuclear receptor, believe it or not, the nuclear receptor was designed by the Palladians.
Yep.
It will not allow you to go into a crisis. It will not allow that to happen. I've never known anybody in the 10 years that I've been wearing a nuclear receptor to have any kind of trouble. Now, my receptor is 18 karat gold. It has a platinum bridge. It has diamonds and a diamond in the center. And if I was going to freak out, it would do it with that and never did it. You know, it's a tremendous energy. And I'm, as a matter of fact, I was talking to Fred about maybe getting a platinum one. So there's a lot that you can do with these necklaces. You just need the right stone. I think blue sapphire would work for you fine.
Yeah, I wanted to focus on my liver, but as long as it works, that's all it matters.
The most important thing to do is you need to start clearing. And what you can do with it, actually, is that it will help the liver. It's not the stone of liver, but it will help clear the liver. I've never known a nuclear receptor not to help clear the liver. It will.
Wonderful.
It will. And it actually, what you can do, it's very, and you know, your heart's still open from last night. I remember opening that, and it's still open. It's very beautiful.
Yeah, you lit me up like a Christmas tree. Just
yes, that was a lot of fun. That was a lot of fun. Your DNA is changing, by the way. There's a lot that's going on with it ever since we talked yesterday. And do you seem to be more cheerful?
I was. I lightened. You know, I kind of had a rough day, but I lightened up probably about 2 or 3 hours ago.
Yes, good. Good.
And,
yeah, things are going to keep changing for you. Things,
well,
we just what we did was just change things a little bit in the direction of where you need to go. Just cleared you a little bit more. We cleared you of about 10 years worth of stuff. So
I've been working hard with a really great herbalist of mine for a
good
10 years, actually a good 8 years.
Good.
And
good.
It's a lot of stuff finally culminating, and there's these little stop signs and speed bumps,
right,
that I need to go through,
right,
and over.
Right.
But
that's
all the
wonderful
help that you passed over was great. I didn't get to say thank you.
Well, thank you. That's very kind of you.
Didn't get to do that because of the whole programming going on, but I really appreciate it. And you have a wonderful evening, Steve.
Well, thank you so much. Let me ask you a question.
Sure.
Can you feel energy going through your feet?
I have leather shoes on, so no, not really.
Okay, what I'm going to do, I'm about 4 feet above your head. I'm looking right through the top of your head, and there's pure white light coming into your head. What's going to happen is you're going to start feeling energy going through your feet right now. Can you feel that?
Yes, especially out of my left side there.
Good. Good. Very good. Good. What that'll do is help ground you to Mother Earth.
Wonderful.
That'll give you a lot of wisdom. That will open you up tremendous to a lot of wisdom and a lot of compassion. But if you want to get a nuclear receptor, I would highly suggest the silver one. And blue sapphire would work well with you. Very, very well.
I'm actually a student at this time, so I'll probably get the cheapest one out there.
Well, that's
for
okay.
Now.
We're all students. Including me.
So the silver with blue sapphire.
Yes.
Wonderful.
Or gold with sapphire if you want to get the cheaper one. I think they're about $162, $165, something of that nature.
Yep, that's what's on the website right now.
Yeah. If you want, you can actually order it right over the internet.
I actually did see that.
Yeah.
It does have a pretty nice store there.
Right. And that'll help you tremendously.
Excellent.
Also, don't be afraid.
Okay.
Just allow yourself to be. You have tremendous good qualities about you, and you have tremendous energy in you. Allow yourself to be free of who you are. Okay?
I've actually been working on that quite a
bit. I bet you have. That's what it feels like to me. But you've been doing a very, very good job at it. You've been working hard at it. And that's wonderful. I'm so glad for you.
I'm glad I came across you on Fred Bell's show.
Well, thank you.
To hear people like yourself working. That's excellent.
Thank you. It's very kind of you to say. Listen, I'm going to need to go. I'm going to have to get off the air in about 2 minutes. So God bless you, and I send you lots of love and light.
Yes, thank you, Steve, and God bless you. Have
you're
a great
quite
evening.
Welcome. Thank you so much. Bye-bye. I need to go. I'm sorry. It's been quite a fast hour for me. I want to thank some people. I want to thank Dr. Bell. I want to thank everybody that's listening to my program. And a new client of mine, Barbara, who seems to be very interested in energy work and who has been in it for quite some time. I hope that she listened to the program tonight. And I wish everybody a wonderful life, a wonderful way of being, and just open yourself up and be free to believe. This is Steve Barish, Healing Hour. I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.